When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys, I said that we would not be recording because we were going to Hawaii. I said we'll pre-record something because I don't want to work, but I just can't stay away from you guys.
It's just so fun.
We miss you. We miss you so much.
Jessica packed up all the podcast equipment. We are in the most gorgeous location in the world, and so many of you have asked where we're staying.
You don't get to know.
We're not going to tell you. And there's a reason for that. It's because we're just not going to tell you.
We're not. It's a special place.
It's a special location, and Jessica's friends who come here very often said if you tell your listeners, that means it's not going to be as like low key as it is.
That's true. Which our special friends who made this trip possible, Nick Barry and Joe Schmelzer. Can you guys pop in here?
Hey.
Give some snacks.
Come on.
I'm eating
Joe's
a banana.
Eating a banana.
Hey.
They're basically
Nick,
locals.
Joe.
There it is.
Hey.
Fun fact about these two. These are the two that hosted my birthday party where I threw up in their pool.
And Joe said that Jessica's version on the podcast was not even as bad as it actually was.
Like it was worse in real life.
Yeah.
Joe.
It was much worse in real life.
He said it was much worse in real life. I don't agree.
Oh my gosh. Well. I can't. And he told me that it wasn't just watermelon juice. They like squeezed that shit.
What do you mean? I know.
They didn't go buy it at the store, Jessica. Homemade.
No, hours. It was homemade.
Hours of...
And Kyle did too. Kyle!
Dedication.
And you yacked it all in their pool.
Pop in, say
you
hi.
You would never return to my home.
No.
You would never be on this trip next to me right now.
Pop in.
I don't like a piece of dust on the tile, let alone bodily fluid.
Yeah. Where they swim.
This is a good... Everyone, let's 2 seconds in the shot. This is the Hawaii crew, friends.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Minus Ocean and my mother who are next door living their best lives, I think. You guys, before we get it popping, I really want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast because I saw that on Spotify, we were the number one peak on Spotify, the Give Them Lala podcast.
For 37 weeks, I think.
For 37 weeks.
Woohoo!
So thank you to our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. That's not because of us. That's because people like listen. I mean, we can take a little credit because I think we're pretty freaking interesting. But this is because you guys listen, and I really am so grateful. Thank you for making all of our dreams come true. Let's start. So I have a story for you guys before we deep dive into our AMA.
Let's hear it.
Ocean's had this cough, and all of her friends have had it. My mom's had it. It's like you get sick, but then you have this lingering cough. Like you feel fine, but it's like,
right.
And I have to tell Ocean, I have to remind her, breathe through your nose, because she loves to like forget and really feed into the hacking, which usually ends up in throwing up.
Right.
So
a good vomit.
Good vomit.
A good vomit, yeah. So we're on the plane, and she starts the coughing, and my mom, it's me, Ocean, my mom, Easton, and my mom hands me this bag, doesn't even open it, hands it to me closed, like the ones they give you on the plane, and I'm sitting here holding Ocean, trying to open this bag with one hand, and she ends up vomiting on me, vomiting on herself, and then I finally get the bag open with no help to Lisa. Easton's asleep because he's fighting anxiety the whole flight. So he's
it was
just
a great
trip. He's just trying to survive. I open the bag. She does the rest in the bag. I fold it up. The woman comes. The flight attendant. I throw it away. Whatever. She feels great after that. So as we're landing, we're getting ready, right? You hear the wheels come out. And the woman behind me, who's with her son, taps me on the shoulder. And she goes, do you think that this is vomit in my son's bag? His bag is really wet. And I was like,
oh.
I'm like, no. No, because most of that ended up on me and in the bag. And she was like, oh, okay, maybe she spilled water. And I'm like, she didn't spill water. Like, I'm looking at the side console thing, and I'm like, there's no water, and that's where the bag is. I said, where was the bag? She goes, it was underneath her seat. Sure enough, I look over, and Ocean's water bottle is just spilling.
No.
And I look behind me, and I was like, it's good news. It's not throw up. Bad news is it's definitely water. And she's like, oh, okay. And she opens the bag to, like, start cleaning it out. And it's all of her son's, like, chargers and electronics.
Was she furious?
No.
The son would
and
be.
And I felt so, I was like, is anything ruined, please? And she was like, no. Luckily, like, it didn't, like, get inside. It was, like, all on top of the bag. Like, this woman clearly knows how to travel with a child. I'm not so great at it yet. We're just straight winging it.
Winging it. When that happened, because it was on your flight on your way here, were you like, this is it? Are you one of those people who are like, this is an awful start to my trip? This is a bad sign. Or were you fine?
No, I think on the last podcast episode, someone asked, what kind of parent are you? And I'm just very chill. And like, if the woman was like, yeah, all his stuff is ruined, I'd be like, what's your Venmo?
Yeah.
Here you go. Go buy him a new Switch. Like, I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing that I could have done. But then we're starting the actual, what is this,
descent.
And Ocean's like this. My ears! My ears! Screaming. And I was like, Ocean, go like this. And she's trying. And it won't. So the woman taps me again. She's like, does she want some bubble gum? So she, I know she wasn't that mad.
No.
And so I give Ocean a piece. And I was like, I need you to chew it. Like this. Do not swallow. So I give it to her. And by the way, my kid, like most people will be like, she's 2.5. Of course she was going to swallow the gum. No, my kid is a genius, okay? We have full conversations about a lot of in-depth, profound shit. Mm-hmm. So she knows when I tell her don't swallow the bubble gum, to not swallow the bubble gum. Does she still do it just because she wants to mess with me? Yes, she certainly does. She swallows it. I was like, why did you swallow it? And she's like, because my ears! screaming. So I was like, this was definitely an intense trip. She would not sit down. She's like laying in the middle of the aisleway the entire time after she's vomited everywhere. Like, kid don't give a damn, and I'm here for it. That was the start of the trip.
That's so funny, though. Like, she's such a character, and why on just a single flight do you have stories for days? Like, it's the funnest thing
stories
ever.
Stories for days, and Lisa being absolutely worthless during this entire time.
By the way, I'm going to, if Lisa were here, she'd have a rebuttal, because last night we were talking about some of this, and Lisa said, no, and she had a few rebuttals. No,
she
Lisa
always has a rebuttal.
She has rebuttals from, like, episodes that happened, like, years ago.
She does. She should be here. I kind of wish she was here.
Who's going to take care of Ocean?
True.
I'm telling you, people, I have so many podcast notes, but I feel like some of them are not super time sensitive. So I'm going to keep them for another episode. Like, we went to Disney, had a really interesting
time there.
Interaction with someone who worked there. Why do we have stories for days?
Because you guys are just like, you're just living life. I don't know.
But why do we constantly have things that are like happening?
I know. Especially at Disneyland. Like, I can't wait to talk about that one. That one is wild.
You all have strong personalities. So if it's not you, that is maybe even on like good and bad. So
let's talk about that.
We were beefing with kids yesterday.
We certainly were.
I would love to
with
hear
kids.
That. Because I didn't hear the story. So I'd actually love to hear that.
Okay, you were surfing.
Let me break it down for you.
I was surfing.
She was surfing. And she killed it. You went surfing.
I did. I went surfing. I wrote down me and Nick and Joe went surfing. I wrote down the name of our instructor because he was really
and
sweet
Kyle.
And amazing.
The number one.
Joe didn't go. Me and Nick didn't go. It was me, Nick, and Kyle.
Yeah,
thank
and
you,
let's remember that even though we didn't go, I listened to the instructor and what he told you guys to not do. And he told you multiple times, do not kick super hard because there's the reef. And Kyle kicked super hard, not only once, but twice. And really did some damage to that foot.
Sliced his foot open. We didn't have to go to the hospital, but it didn't look good. And our instructor's name was Lawrence at North Shore Oahu Surf School. So thank you, Lawrence.
No, and he killed it because all three of you got up multiple times and rode those waves like
that you did.
Volcom Vans, Quicksilver surfers.
It was so much fun. I thought for sure, I'm like, I'm not going to catch one wave. and I caught more than Nick. This is what our instructor said, more than Nick and Kyle combined.
So I knew you would, though. You got that athletic.
And you drink a lot of water.
Yeah. I did drink a lot of water. Nick was passing away from dehydration. Not really, but he was struggling.
I had to give him some of my water. He came up. He was like, I didn't drink water.
Yeah.
And he goes, so everybody drank water. And I'm just looking at Nick going, Jess, yeah, Kyle, yeah. And just Nick just didn't even answer. And he was kind of like looking around like, all right.
Nick slowly.
You need to drink so much water.
Hydration.
Because hydration, and you lose a lot. You don't realize how much sweat you lose because you're in the water. But you're in the water and the
salt. I can. Nick, they have amazing bodies, all surfers, and now I see why.
Nick doesn't believe in water. He has the diet of a six-year-old. He eats like.
That's why we get along.
Hates water. He eats like gummies and candy and applesauce. But anyway, let's hear about the kids. Look at him out there. What's he eating? What's he eating out there? Oh, he's eating like good granola.
Oh, granola. All right.
You guys, we have the most fabulous.
I know. So sorry if you see me zoning out and looking awkwardly. I'm looking at the view and ADDing out.
Okay. So yesterday, as we're waiting for our friends to surf, there's this group of, I want to say they're probably 12 to 14, that age range, right? And they're climbing on this tree, and it's like a tree where it's like the roots, but then it's grown out towards the water. It's gorgeous. And they're climbing on this branch, and it's a pretty thick one, but like I think enough pressure applied with a lot of humans, it could snap. So they're climbing on it, whatever. But then they all start bouncing like hard, and I was like, you little fuckers.
But beforehand,
go.
No, okay. the lifeguard came up and just said, get off the tree.
He watched them climb it. Once they started bouncing,
that's when they got in trouble.
Yeah, but he was not messing around. He said, get off.
And they said, why? Yeah, and he just said, get off.
Get off.
Yeah.
Good.
So he leaves, and this one little girl was like, who is he to tell us what to do? They wait for him to leave. They get back on it. And now I'm zoned right.
Now she's lifeguard.
I'm looking at my opponent. I'm like, I think I could take him. I feel good about it.
6-year-old.
I feel really good about it. You know, there's a lot of them, but I'm feeling good about the outcome.
Sure.
Them versus me. All right. If I tap into VPR Lala, they're going to be demolished.
This 6-year-old doesn't stand a chance.
Well, keep in mind, they were like 12 to 14.
Oh.
Six, they're still cute and kind. Okay. This age, they're like, you're annoying. Mm. And they all hit that age. Mm-hmm. Awkward phase. Mm-hmm. Most of them had braces. I was like, ugh, please don't make me call you brace face. So I'm really tapping into you, pissing me off. So I watch them climb back
on.
And then they start jumping again. I said, hey, stop. I was like, do you know how old this tree probably is? And you're just going to sit here and bounce on it to just bust it and break your face? I was annoyed. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Respect nature.
So they get off, and I'm there talking some BS or whatever, staring at me, waiting for me to leave. But my daughter, who was with me when I told them to stop, is now screaming at them to stop getting on the tree.
What was she saying? Do it.
Stop getting on the tree. Get off. Go play on a playground.
Yeah, if you want to play on the playground. Yep.
Yeah.
She's so special.
She's so special. So then we're walking away. I turn back to grab one more thing, and the girl's bouncing again. I go, why do you do it? Why? Mm. I go, you're like an annoying kid.
Mm. You said that?
Yeah. And then I looked at her friends. I was like, you're friends with this one? Freaking punk.
Well, it was the little one.
What? That's one of the main things that Joe said on this island is you respect nature. Is it Joe or is it the island? You respect everything.
Respect everything.
Yes.
We're like avatars out in this bitch. So that happened.
Mm.
But like Joe said, you respect everything on the island. And I just felt like, you know what? And I think they were locals because their parents were nowhere to be found. Maybe they were surfing or whatever. But there was like a big group of friends. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how am I going to come here and tell you how to treat this gorgeous tree? I come from LA. There's no respect for anything out there.
Garbage everywhere.
Garbage everywhere. So when I come here and I look around, you know, I would like for all of us to respect everything around because I would like to come here many times. I don't want anybody who lives here and has lived here their entire lives to be like, we don't want you here. Go away. So I'm going to come. Yes. I'm going to be respectful. And I expect you little shits to do the same.
Not you locals. You disrespectful kids.
Because no, the little kids. The little kids.
Yes. Because the locals we have come across, like the sweet woman at the fruit stand. I wish we remember her name. What's her name?
Did it sound like I was calling the local shits? No, I was talking about the little kids bouncing on the tree. The like bounce. It was a trampoline.
The bouncing, bouncers.
Kids. Oh, the woman at the fruit stand.
Every local we've came across around here and at the fruit stand has been so sweet and gracious and pleasant. A woman at the fruit stand, which we love. Do you know her name, Joe?
The lady at the fruit stand?
Yeah.
The fruit lady.
The fruit lady
was outstanding. She picked the most, I mean... Ocean was obsessed with these little tiny bananas, and they're called ice cream bananas. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Ocean was obsessed with them because she thought ice cream was inside of them, but it's fine. The woman
still ate them.
Gave her one, and I was like, we have to add this to our payment. Oh, can I please see it to show the woman what we got or whatever? She was like, no, I want her to have it. She's so sweet. And Ocean said, thank you. My name's Ocean. She was just adorable. I was like, oh, you should go around and find more stuff you like, girl. You can get it for free.
No, but it was so sweet. Ocean's so polite, by the way. She has been thanking up and down every night after she has dinner, thanking everyone in the kitchen before she leaves. Thank you, the lady at the fruit stand. She's so polite.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
Anything else that you guys want to talk about? The sea turtles that we saw. I mean, I have so many things to...
I know, I have so many things.
I know, everything we've seen.
Pick one, Jess, go.
Carousel.
You're going to do, yeah, we'll do a carousel. It's just, what did I put in? I put,
just as we talk about Hawaii. I mean, I've got stuff I want to talk about, but do you want to talk about anything else since you've been here? I've been vegging out.
The waves when we, so this has been so incredible and we're like feet from the beach. We'll put some photos on, obviously, but didn't realize I have always been confident in the ocean, but we're in the North Shore. The waves are humongo. They're stunning, but they're huge. And so I, the first day, go, you know, trotting into the ocean, ready to take it on. And I get my ass kicked. Physically, I'm getting smashed over by the waves.
You lost your hat.
Oh, I lost my
She lost her hat.
You deserve to lose your hat.
But yeah, I don't know why you had it in there.
To dive in.
Especially getting rocked six times and still having it.
I was trying to guard my face from the sun. And I got rocked and rocked and rocked some more. The wave would knock me down, and then I'd come up for air like, and then it would tumble me again. It was
and
wild.
Then another one, because they're one after the other here.
Yeah.
It's and aggressive.
Lala, there was one wave that knocked me, Lala, and Easton clean over.
And then another one, it was sucking me back in as the other one was about to break. I had to high knee my ass out of the ocean, and I have not been back in since.
I
went to Shark's Cove. And was like, this is the safe zone.
That was stunning.
That got aggressive in there too.
That got a little aggressive. I had to get ocean out of there.
Shark's Cove is like this beautiful, there's not a ton of waves because it's a cove, but it's clear, clear water. And we did some snorkeling, which I'll put videos up there up as well.
I think that was ocean's most favorite thing and the waterfall.
And we saw the fish.
Oh yeah, we went on the hike. We've done a lot of stuff.
She was obsessed. I will say though, there was one, the first night I got here, because the waves are so ginormous that when one crashed, I mean, now I understand, but this was night one. One crashed, the house shook, and then I heard a beeping and I was like,
we're dying.
Now, keep in mind, Easton and I went to school with this girl who, she was 15, so I must have been about 13 or 14. She went to Thailand during, I believe it was Christmas break, and it was when the tsunami hit. She ended up dying, and cameras caught her family stayed over there. The dad and the stepmom were scuba diving. The brother was asleep and ended up, he got pretty banged up. She passed away. They could not find her. Family stayed in Thailand until they could locate her body. And it was like the bodies were just lined up with Polaroids that they would put onto like a bulletin. And I remember sitting at home watching the news when her sister walked up and was like, I found her. That's her. That's her. So tsunamis ever since that point in time have always freaked me out. Now, I'm sure they freak everyone out. But when you know someone who like passed away in a tsunami, crazy. So I said to myself, just in case, I'm going to ask Joe, because Joe comes here every year for like weeks on end. They stay for what, about a month?
Yeah.
They know everything about the island. I asked them, what's the deal if a tsunami is coming? I need to know my escape route. They said, you have a 27-minute warning. And what you want to do is you want to drive on that frontage road, the main road, and head up towards the Foodland grocery store. There's a hill that goes up. You just want to take that all the way up. And I'm like, okay, well, that's great, but is everyone going to be taking that route?
That's my thought. It's going to be back. Does everyone get out and run? 27 minutes is not a lot of time to be in a car traffic jam.
Yeah, but babe, run. I got a 63-year-old mother and I got know. A 2.5-year-old on my hip. I can't run.
I know.
Drive that car real fast up something.
I want you guys, if that were to ever happen, you know, you got to leave me behind. I was like, if you think there is any version of me being like, sorry, mom, it's been nice knowing you.
I could never live with myself.
You have so much life to live. I was like, I
couldn't live it without you.
I could not do that.
No.
So we're all going out. And she's like, if you did that, if you stayed with me, I would be so upset at you. And I go, from heaven. Is that the first thing you would do when we all got to heaven was naughty, naughty girl.
Naughty, naughty. Well,
like, probably.
No. But maybe. That's why it's a good thing there's not going to be a tsunami, because I'm not kidding. With my two biggest fears in life, rats and a tsunami. Like, biggest fears.
Oh, what if a tsunami of
rats? A tsunami of rats.
Wow, I'm really proud of you for being here then.
Thank you.
Because, like, Brittany is terrified of heights.
Yeah.
and she literally will not go anywhere. Like, when we're driving up a mountain to get to, like, a cabin or something, she has to be laid down, back seat, can't even look outside.
Really?
Oh, so I'm, like, pretty proud of you. These waves are no joke.
And for you to be in them. Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Yeah, I just, you got to live life.
What is that called? Exposure therapy.
Exposure therapy, yes. I will not be doing that with rats, but I'll be doing it. It's,
can we please, on the podcast, put a rat on you?
Lala, you, it wouldn't even be fun. It'd just be painful to watch because I've seen one before, and this is what I do. I freeze up, and I can't move. And then you just see a tear start to roll down my cheek, and you know that I'm suffering. It's like I'm locked in my body. It's a true phobia.
Yeah, but what if we got you a pet rat? Like, from
Kyle says that
society?
All the time. He's like, what if we get you a white? And I'm like, then we would divorce. We're not even married yet. If he got me a white rat, I would marry him just to divorce him.
By the way, did you see one of the comments? Because we did an AMA. Someone said, have you ever thought about lining Jessica and Easton up? Their chemistry is fire emoji. I was like,
let's talk about that.
Second episode where I'm like, are you new here?
Let's talk about that. Number one, I'm engaged. Number two,
we talked about it.
We talked about dating.
Kyle and, well, we even talked about the three-way.
The three-way of me, Easton, and Kyle. Kyle's into it and Easton's into it, so I think they're just going
to
go off.
I feel like if we were to do it, we would dismiss you and think, what are you here for?
What am I here for, right? You know? But the thing is, this is a great, for anyone who works for someone who's an assistant, but they're also a friend, but they're part of their family. So this is for a very niche group of people. I feel like I love your family and I love Easton so much. If you love someone so much as like a friend, it's like,
it's family.
You can't even, this is if I'm single. I would never even risk that. Because let's
be
say,
like, no, incest.
That's
kind of.
Yes. It really
and
would
best case scenario, Easton and I date and we get married and that's great. And I'm part of the family, but I'm part of the family anyway, right?
Right. And Kyle's
so
way better than
worst
me.
Case. We start dating. There's bound to be a fight. It's probably going to be over, like, we're driving down the road and Easton says it's windy out. And then I roll down the window and I put my hand out and I say, wow.
And now really Lauren needs to find a new brain.
A new brain.
I'm going to find a new brother. Let me tell you that.
So the situation's perfect.
No, so. I see what I mean. Bitch.
So that's that.
That's that. All right, before we jump into it.
Oh,
so
the AMAs?
I talked, yes, and people have asked about this, so let's just jump into it. Raquel Levis has started, or Rachel Levis has started a podcast. Do you want to know my real thoughts?
Yes.
Not really.
I would love to know your true,
yes,
honest thoughts.
I'm going
to
be so true and honest in this, okay? Let's start, like, just the basics. The photo is awful.
Okay.
The photo is so boring, so lame. So stupid. It's her smiling. Mm-hmm. It's her smiling. Okay?
I've seen it, but I'm pulling it up. So
by the way, she looks beautiful.
For me,
but
too.
But we're talking about a podcast. And girl, you were at one point in time one of the most hated people in all of America. Right?
Right.
And all you got for us with this podcast is a picture of you smiling. I would have done something so fun. Like an oopsie face. Me walking with like all these women and their men chasing me or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like a rear view mirror shot.
Do a play on it.
Yes. Like play into it.
Yeah.
Like, we know that it happened. Shit happens.
Do you think I think she would have gotten absolutely dragged. Don't you think?
I think the problem here is
this.
These are my thoughts with her and. Yeah. With Sandoval, people are begging for them to take accountability.
Right.
Right? The problem is I don't think that either one of them, maybe she does now. She's gotten funky. I don't, her from the reunion and her now, it's very different. So remember, take what I say with a grain of salt. This is just how I feel, right? We're all entitled to how we feel. As far as Sandoval goes, people are like, I wish he would take accountability. It's like, okay, you guys, but he has. The problem is he's not going to take accountability the way you want him to because he doesn't regret it.
Right.
Okay? So in a way, this is how maybe I picture him saying it and for people to be like, okay, we're all good. I'm sorry that I did this the wrong way. I am not sorry for hooking up with Raquel, but I wish that I would have said, Ariana, I have feelings for Raquel. I'm letting you know this because I'm going to go do something with her. I'm going to see where it goes. So you and I are no longer. But he was out of the relationship. From his perspective, that's what he's saying. With her, it's like same type of thing. I'm sorry. I know we were homies. Bottom line is I loved him more than I loved you. Wish it would have gone down a different way. It didn't. I hope that, you know, we can all move on from this. But what was the point of what I'm saying?
Her podcast.
Her podcast.
And accountability. And, okay. You're begging for them. And I said, wouldn't people drag her?
Drag her.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that if she went that route and was like, you know what? I'm taking ownership of what I'm doing. This podcast is going to be about mental health. It's going to be about women who maybe have participated in cheating scandals and where their head was at. You know, like play into it a little bit. Now, she actually like was a mistress. But I remember when I was being called a mistress and all of these other things, I came out with lip glosses that were called mistress, lip glosses that were called NDA, because at the end of the day, if you can't beat them, you got to join them.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you
think? And there's something about somebody owning it that you respect it too.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about the actual business move?
So I'm going to go down my little
list. Yeah, down your list.
I love the idea behind the name, but I would have switched it to, instead of Rachel goes rogue, Rachel's gone rogue, because she's already gone rogue.
That's
right?
Good.
She's not going rogue. She done been rogue for a minute, right? Yeah. So I would have made the title Rachel's gone rogue. That's my other note.
I like that.
I'm sure iHeart knows what they're doing.
Hired,
I don't think
though.
They need creative help from
Maybe.
Lala, I love these notes.
These are just my notes. I feel like it was a very stupid business move.
Why?
Here's why.
Okay.
She said time and time again she wanted to fade into the background. Since then, she has done Bethany Frankel's podcast, which was definitely a miss. And now she did not return to Vanderpump Rules. Very stupid. And then she decides to start a podcast. What she should have done, start the podcast. Like, that part I'm not even mad about. We have all, now that dust has settled, I can say we have all made bank off of this scandal. And I don't want to sit here and say I'm so grateful that it happened, because guess what? It was money that I wasn't planning on. It was money that I always need money, right? But it wasn't money that I necessarily needed. I just did what I could do with an opportunity, as many of us did.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Strike while the iron is hot. Now, you single-handedly participated in this entire thing. You should absolutely get your coins.
Right.
I'm not mad about the podcast. But why, after all of this, if this was the move you were going to make, would you not come back to Vanderpump Rules? Because it would have been very different than she thinks it would have been. Right? You showed up to the reunion.
Yeah.
That's the scariest part.
I know.
You can't show up to something that took place months later when dust has settled. Then you start the podcast and you have all the content in the world. Like, what are you going to talk about now on this podcast?
I know.
That's what I want to know.
It's been talked about. We don't care anymore. No one cares anymore.
Yeah.
No one cares.
I think the I want to fade into the background was completely inaccurate. I don't know. I mean, that obviously we've been shown that wasn't accurate. I think it was more so I want this story of mine to fade into the background, which was the whole mistress thing, but also wanting to, which I understand, she wants to capitalize on it just like everyone else. Like you said, my only question for you would be, you said yes to the podcast, right? Is there anything you would say, why don't you do this instead, like to her as business advice?
I would have said to her, had I been her manager, whatever she has, listen, you got through the hardest part of this. I want you to go back to Vanderpump Rules. It may not be what you want it to be, but you're going to take accountability. You're going to have conversations that need to be had. You're going to give people closure. You're going to get closure. Then we're going to rev up your podcast. And guess what? You have however many months of content to, when an episode airs, you get to break it down. You not only get to break down your side of the scandal from all of season 10 and where your head was at, you can then break down every episode of this new season coming out. Win your audience over that way by talking about things like that. You've got your fan base, and then you can go on and talk about whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
People mess up all the time. All the time. Every day. You're not the first person to bump pee-pees with your friends, man.
Right.
Every group has one.
Yeah.
You know, it was the perfect storm, but you could have had yourself so teed up for this podcast. And instead, you bail on VPR, which is why you're a known name. It's why most of us have a known name. And you're just going to jump to the podcast? I mean, most people are like, I don't think I can stand listening to her voice.
I've gotten a lot of people say that. I have a question for you. Yeah. Do you hope it succeeds?
I think I'm indifferent to it.
Okay. You don't. I mean, it could fail. It could succeed. You're just.
I hope she mentally succeeds with everything she's doing.
I hope everybody mentally succeeds.
Yeah, I don't.
You know?
Yeah.
The girl was put through the ringer, granted, because of her own actions. But I just feel that her team has misguided her heavily.
I have a question. Are you even going to, are you going to listen to it?
I'm going to be honest. I don't listen to many podcasts, so I don't think so. I'll probably read the headlines like I usually do, and then I'll talk about it here and be you know,
half right.
But it'll be interesting.
I'll give it a listen. I'll give a listen to the first episode, and then I'll probably listen to like a Comments by Celebs recap. And
here's
then
what I would say to her. Don't look at the comments that people leave you. Only think about the numbers, because even if people are giving you a hate listen, they're giving you a listen, and the numbers... Like, let's just say Spotify. Spotify is not like, well, you have X amount of million downloads, but they're hate downloads, so they don't count. Download's a download. I don't really care why you're listening. So I would, my advice would be don't read the comments. Don't worry about it. Just look at the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Do you want to get into the AMAs?
Yeah, let's get into the AMAs.
Okay. We have a lot of great ones. Thank you guys for writing in. I figured this is a good one because we've all been doing it. So best night / social friend group activities that don't involve drinking, because we haven't drank a drop on this trip, by the way. None of us really drink.
Oh, my gosh. I love game nights. So activities, like if you don't have the Switch, I recommend getting the Switch.
Rummy Cube.
You actually don't want to be drinking. Rummy Cube, if you guys haven't played that. There's so many things, like even going out to like a nice dinner that's loungy, that also has like maybe some live music. Like, that's such a hard question for me because haven't been drinking for many years, that I still go out to bars. I just know when to call it a night. But like, if you're looking for like activities, miniature golf. Of course, all these things that I'm listening, you could be like, well, I'd much rather have a cocktail and an edible in me when I do that. Yeah, wouldn't we all?
Shout out the edibles.
Wouldn't we all?
Shout out the edibles.
Shout out the edibles. The edibles are nice. But it's good in the spirit of the Hawaii episode and vacation. I do have to say, I don't think I've ever been on a single vacation where I'm not like making daiquiris or vacation cocktails and drinking. And I haven't this trip because no one here really drinks. So I'm like, I'm not going to. And just like cooking dinners together and going on the beach and like talking and telling stories, that's all been more, way more
I was
more
about
fun.
To say, we haven't
fun.
Even,
you
we've just been.
You haven't had any alcohol while you've been here. So yeah. we've been doing like our activities during the day, and like Jessica and Kyle are staying with another couple, Joe and Nick. And like, I never, like, I'll see them out on the beach and I'll go, okay, they're having couple time. Like, we're not going to infringe. But they've been so kind as to inviting us over for dinner every single night.
Amazing chefs.
By the way, we love it. They talk about not infringing. If it's just us four for, like, longer than a couple hours, we're like, what's everyone doing over there? I think we could text them and have them come over. So she's talking about infringing. We're like constantly looking to hang out with them. They're the perfect vacation family.
Well, we kind of do our own thing. And if we'll send the invite, hey, no pressure if you want to do this. Like if they send us an invite, then I know like, okay, we're probably not infringing because they're inviting us. But I like people who like are self-aware where, and I don't get offended. So it's like, if you don't invite us for dinner, you're like, hey, I think we're just going to do a couple's night. Like, totally cool. We'll do our own thing. I did, however, tell Nick and Joe, Jessica already knows this, I don't help.
She does help, but yes, I get no, but I mean, she does. She's out over here vacuuming, like wiping up crumbs. She does help.
Yeah, in the kitchen, I mean. Like, oh, if you're like cooking, you don't want me within a few feet of that.
Which is
no
perfect for us because people like me, Kyle and Joe are mostly in the kitchen, and if there are too many people in the kitchen, all three of us will be like, everybody out.
Yeah, I'm a good sampler. You're a good taste tester.
Okay, yep. That's good.
Yeah, I'm a good taste test as well, and like I'm more than happy to like put out the placemats, get the silverware. I'm more than happy to like clean up the dishes for Kyle to do.
Right. That I did. Where do you want these? Just in the sink? Perfect.
It's the perfect combo of people because it's like everyone has their role and it fits very well together. If we were all cooks and wanted to be in the kitchen, it'd be a nightmare.
That is actually very true.
A nightmare.
I'm happy you said that.
Yes. Is there a specific one you wanted? Because if not, I figured we'd
No, just ask away. Ask away.
Okay. So there has been a lot of, and I'll just answer this quick, a lot of DMs about the hair issue for me and Lisa, like so many people being like, I think the hair loss is because of this and that. I will do a thing. I will share a lot of the responses either on my Instagram or we'll talk about it on another podcast because I've got basically like a core five responses that people think it is. And obviously like a lot of people think it's just when you have COVID a few months later. Was that a whale? Or a
Shut
boat.
Up. Are you joking?
Sorry. I just saw.
Did you see a whale?
No. I saw something. So right near that boat, there was a big mass and then it disappeared. And I promise you it looked like a whale. That was cool. I'll keep my eye out because it's you guys, it's the beginning of whale mating season. So
by the way, I'm pretty sure I saw a shark out there, though.
You saw a
shark? Everyone's like, no, you didn't see a shark. They're like, it was probably a sea turtle. I'm like, an oblong sea turtle with a fin on it.
You probably saw a shark or a bluefin tuna.
And then.
Well, oh, could have been a tuna.
I don't know.
And then someone said to me, it was a dolphin. Have you ever seen a solo dolphin ever in your life? No, they are a pod.
Pod. That's a good point. Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And also their fins don't go like this.
And the music doesn't play.
Duh. Da-dum.
Yeah. Duh. And then the soundtrack came from the sound of God.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
It's a shark.
But anyway, COVID, it sounds like it was COVID, you guys. Oh, these waves are huge. So I'll talk about that at some, because I know a lot of you were like, I'm losing my hair like crazy.
Yeah, but some people still get the vintage cold.
Vintage cold. Yeah. And we have vintage cold. This is a good one. Does Easton still make music? This is all one. Does Easton still make music? Where's your music, Lala? Can Jess sing?
Of course she can.
Nick told me that you love a little karaoke, Jess.
You guys. I love to sing, and you've never heard someone so bad at it. And you understand every year I go, I'm like singing a little tune and my ears perk up and I go, oh, can I sing now? And then I try, and it's never been worse.
You want to know why?
Why?
It's because you're getting in your head. You need to just, like, sing.
You, like, just got to let it go.
Yeah, I do it all. Because even in the car, I'm singing along, and then I'll be like, don't pay attention. Just turn down the volume to see if you can really sing. Oh, that's not good at all. Don't turn worry, the volume back up.
We all do that. When I'm singing over Beyonce, I'm like, I have pipe. And then I, like, try it. I'm like, no.
You're an amazing singer, though. You guys talk about your music because you're both.
Sheena and I recorded a Christmas song. I wrote the bridge, which is, like, I don't want to call it a rap. It's not a rap.
It is, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Yes. It's hip hop.
But Ocean sings it, and
it's great.
So, like, it's so
very
good.
Cute. So you guys can download it. I'm hoping by the time this comes out, if you can't, be on the lookout for this song, because it is very cute, and you can listen to it through the new year. And by the way, I've been bumping it since we recorded, which was, like, what, end of September?
Yeah, no, it's so good, and it's, like, one of those holiday songs where you just can keep listening to, which I love. And I'm not just saying, it's such a bop.
It's pretty much
Ocean asked for it multiple times.
Ocean always asks for it.
Can we talk about, because this, I had just found this out a few months ago, you're, like, really good at music, Easton.
Oh, Easton's fantastic.
Like, no. Like, incredible. Can
Easton,
you
please upload the song with you and Jace. I'm
it's
begging you.
It's so good. He's a rapper. Easton's
well,
a rapper.
Well, I not no.
Let's are you a producer as well? Do you make your own beats?
Yeah. I make every I usually
it's
just made
so
it.
So good.
He did a song after my dad died. But he just took a track off of YouTube. I would really like to try and find that guy
I would like to make that. But I do enjoy music. It's like I don't know. It's a getaway. Everybody who does music can understand that one. But it's a good getaway.
Easton's very talented.
Yeah, I would like to do it more.
You would?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you ever see yourself, like, coming out with an EP?
Yeah, if I could do it right. Yeah. I would like to.
I'm telling you, and I guarantee a lot of our friends here would agree, that would be incredible.
Yeah. I just got to figure out what to write about. There's a lot of things I could, but relatable things for everybody as well.
I think you're great at that. Yeah. You know exactly how to do that.
But I do like music, so maybe I'll do a little something with you, and then we can release it together.
This is a musical family, and Ocean's obviously, we know, going to be the next Taylor Swift, so that's
good
to know.
Yeah, we already know that.
It's good to know. Okay.
She saw this guy on the beach yesterday, and he had a ukulele, and she went up to him and asked him, is that a ukulele? And he started playing... it was a Sunshine song, and she
loved it.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
She loves ukuleles now. Obsessed. I have a tattoo of a violin on this, and she saw it yesterday.
Everything's a ukulele,
and she goes, you have a ukulele.
Aww.
I was like, yeah, for you. Sure.
That's what it is now. She's having the best time here, you guys, and I know she probably won't remember it, but just what she's seen, like, in Shark's Cove and seeing all the fish, and I put the little mask on her so she could put her head down and see the fish. She saw a sea turtle climb up on the beach yesterday and go back into the beach or into the water. Massive.
Huge.
She has seen, I mean, because she's a city kid, right? And for her to see, like,
chickens
and hens and cocks, is that what they're called? Roosters.
Big
I'm like, that's a huge cock. Look at that thing.
Rooster.
And she'll say, it's a big cock, Mom. Isn't that what they're called? The daddy.
People
the
call
daddy.
Them that,
call
but
them
like,
cock.
I don't call them that. Because, like, look at
it?
That cock. What?
Yeah, but some people call their wiener a cock. And I'm
that's
like,
what
that's
I'm
disgusting.
Saying.
A cock is a cock. And they wake her up every morning, you guys. And she'll go, Mom, you hear it? You hear that? We got to find it. We got to find a rooster.
She's
having the best time.
She's a freaking angel.
And can I tell you what I also love?
Yes.
Her name is Ocean, and she's terrified of the water.
She's terrified of it?
Absolutely terrified. And I love it. And here's why. Because I think it's a little cheesy if it's like, my name's Ocean and I surf and I scuba. You know,
I think either way it'd be sick, but
but then it just seems like you changed your name,
right?
Her name's Ocean, and the second that wave comes, like even the tiniest wave, run!
If you're holding her, the squeeze gets tighter and tighter as the wave's getting closer.
I'm obsessed with it.
No, she's anyway. So cute. Her little naked butt running, running around on the beach. I'm like, I've never seen something cuter.
I mean, she wants to be naked on the beach, and out here. You know, I usually would never allow it.
But it's I've private. Been seeing
it's there's other naked babies. Beach.
There's naked babies all over the place that she's made friends with, and I'm just like, you free do beach. You.
Yeah, it's a nudist like, beach for children beach. For yeah. whatever reason.
Yeah, and I saw a like, child that looked identical to my daughter.
She saw Ocean's twin.
I saw Ocean's twin,
and it was a girl.
Or girl, what? Same shaped head, same crazy hair that the mom just tried to flop in a bun. Same cough. I was like, the lingering cough, and she was like, yeah. I was like, I see you. Let's try not to exchange children when we leave here, because that is a high possibility that that happens.
That's so funny. That must be so weird to see. Okay, this is a cute one. What would you choose as your go-to line when starting a convo on Bumble?
The go-to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're a woman, so you have to start it.
All right, so I think it would just be like...
an emoji. We already know you.
I mean... I would assume that men on there are obviously also looking to date.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would, and they would know what I'm about, the basics in my profile.
Yeah.
So I think I would just say like, hi, how are you?
That's cute.
Want to talk? I remember the longest person that I talked to was when I like had first come out of my relationship. My relationship ended in October. I met this guy in December. It was the longest time I had spoken to anybody, and I started it with the emoji. Mm-hmm. And he sent them back, and I was honest because that was the first time I had slid in the DM in like many years. I was like, I have to be honest with you, I like have no game.
Yeah,
but like, you look good, so like, what's up? And he just like sent me his number, whatever. I sent him mine. And he was into the emojis, and he was also into me telling him I didn't have game. And he told me I actually have a lot of game.
I was just going to say, that's called game, by the way. Saying, well, I have no game, what's up? You look good. That's game.
Well, it's Lala's game. I don't know if it's game. I just, like, I've lost that little bit of... And I think that also comes with independence, where it's like, I don't have to have game.
Yeah.
Because I don't really need you around.
No.
And as long as you think that way, I think you're solid.
Yeah. It's the whole like love yourself before you can love anyone else.
I know it sounds cheesy, but it's so
true. But it's true. Favorite food in Hawaii?
You guys are going to slam me for this, but please, please go easy on me. So as everyone knows, Easton and I grew up in Utah, and in Utah, there is a large Tongan and Samoan population. And my boyfriend in high school and out of high school was Samoan, and for when we would be like drinking and hungover or in the morning, we would have spam, rice, and eggs. And there was this, I think it's called kumiakaki. I may have totally botched that, but it's chopped up seaweed with sesame seeds, and you put that on top.
Yum.
With soy sauce. It is my most favorite thing. I rarely eat it. I probably haven't had it since I was in a relationship with him, which ended when I was 20. And so when I got here and they had the spam on top of the rice, and then it's wrapped in seaweed and it has that stuff in between the rice and the spam. You guys.
That's, yep.
Did you see that at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have it fresh every day.
And the moment I saw it, I was like, it was so nostalgic for me. And it's one of my most favorite things. Again, don't come for me. I know it's spam.
Come for you. The island loves spam.
The island loves spam.
Yeah.
But some people who are watching may have a different.
Well, boo you. That's the one thing I said when I got here. I was like, I just won't eat spam. And now you say that, I'm like, I kind of want to try.
No, you
got
to try the spam.
I think if you're out here, you have to try
it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's bomb.
Bomb.
So that was my most favorite.
That's amazing about the grocery stores here too, by the way. It's so just fresh. Yeah, a food land down the street. The best sushi and poke bowls ever.
Yeah. And then obviously the fruit. The fruit is incredible, but that portion of
that's my favorite.
Where we went and just made a haul.
What
like
is
that.
The grocery store?
Yeah, just the grocery. Yeah, the food at the grocery store is great. The lunch chicken that they have every day. Everything's just fresh.
Everything is fresh. I got yesterday at the fruit stand, a sprouted coconut.
Yuck.
Which everyone didn't like except me and Lisa.
It was tastes like dry.
No, Lisa didn't even like it. No, yeah,
Lisa
she did.
Loved no, she it, liked Lisa it. And if Lisa likes it, you should never like it.
I've been making ginger tea every night, which Lisa also loves. But if you guys go to like sprouted coconut TikTok, you'll see. So I was dying to try one.
It tastes like drywall. Don't do it.
It's like $20 for one coconut. But I was like, I need to try it.
you break, it's a basically super ripe coconut, and you break it open, and the juice or the water in the inside has turned to like a spongy consistency, and you eat it with a spoon. So good. Lisa and I loved it, but nobody else did.
I think what I'm loving about this trip is I have been to Hawaii a few times, but it's usually like commercial Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the first trip where it is like really there's nothing.
Right.
I mean, there's things, but it's like food trucks.
It's local living.
Everything is very like I feel like I'm a part of like, oh, this is like island life.
Yeah.
I'm not at a resort. There's not people getting drunk on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much like you're seeing locals go out and surf. Like you should have, yesterday you saw them, you both saw them, like these tiny little tots out with their parents surfing. And it was just like, it's incredible. I've never done Hawaii this way. And it feels very, very different.
I agree. I want to do it like this every year. And quick,
I'm already booking the house.
Amazing. Did you see the dog surfing yesterday?
The dog surfing yesterday.
A dog surfed yesterday.
Swam out. I was looking at this dog. I'm like, oh, it's going in. And it swam hella far. And then all of a sudden, I see it hop on the board with its owner. And they surf in. This little tiny dog. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. My daughter saw a dog surfing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. She's not going to remember any of it. But I'm going to show pictures. I videoed everything. All right, we have time for one more, Jess.
One more before the ache and relief?
Well, I think the ache and relief we can get to now, right?
Okay, perfect. So, last but not least, your ache and relief of Hawaii. Well, it says your ache and relief of the Hawaii vacation.
I would say my relief, this is so boring. My relief is everything. The trip has been fantastic. The group of people, which, by the way, someone did ask, Lala, how did you pick who came on the trip to Hawaii? Let's be very, very clear. I was actually picked. Jessica was invited with Kyle by Nick and Joe, who come every year for an extended period of time. They know how to do it. And Jessica said to me, the house next door is for rent. You guys should come. And I just said, that sounds amazing. My mom booked everything. And so we were, thank you, Jessica, for inviting us.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank
it's been
you,
a
Nick
dream.
And Joe. Yes,
yeah, thank you, Nick and Joe. You did this.
To crash your vacay. So that's how we ended up coming. What was I talking about?
Ache and relief.
Oh, everything has been fantastic. There's no plan. We wake up, we do whatever we feel. There have been days that were rainy and Ocean still goes out and plays on the beach and then we play games and watch like Avatar. I would say the ache is my feet are toe up. Damn. I have what they call city feet.
Not made for that coral rock.
Right. They live in like nice little shoes and cozy socks and slippers. You go out here and it's like no joke.
You need water shoes.
I need water shoes. But now I know because I'm going to book the house again for next year and I'm going to have water shoes. Oh, I also know to pack absolutely nothing.
Nothing. I've worn three things.
A backpack. I'm not even kidding.
That's what Nick and Joe told us this year. They're like, do not bring a lot of stuff. I brought a nice giant suitcase, but same. I learned. Learned.
What's
brought
your ache and relief?
I mean, just what yours is.
Really? You have the same ache and relief?
Yeah. Well, the relief is just the whole trip. Getting away and the ache is leaving. My feet aren't that toe up because I was sidestepping the rock, you know. But I didn't have a child in my hand, so I had it a bit easy. True. But no, I don't. There's nothing that the ache is just going to be leaving.
Well, the ache is really going to be the leaving part.
Yeah.
Oh, now I got depressed.
My ache is leaving since we leave on Wednesday. My relief besides
so
this.
So today, we leave today.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, we leave today. Besides this incredible trip, which I'm so thankful for and excited about, I'm so excited. So today, it should be out. It's Wednesday. Me, Easton, and Lala are going to recreate the Blue Crush. What's it called?
Poster.
Poster. And we're going to take it, which I'm so excited about. Joe and Nick are art directing, creative directing. Joe is going to take the photo at Treasure Bite on Instagram. You'll see his photography skills. And I'm very excited about that. Hopefully it turns out.
He literally got all my content for Instagram.
I know.
Yeah, without him, I don't have photos.
I'm like, first of all, thank you for taking these. They're amazing. I can't wait to post them all.
They're incredible. So I'm very excited about that. And hopefully it turns out well. And if it didn't, then.
Fuck you.
You'll see it.
Oh, aggressive.
You did? Hey. Got the surfboards pulled.
They All got right, the so surfboards. That's where we are heading. I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Again, thank you for making us the number one peak podcast on Spotify. I want to wish you guys an early happy Hanukkah.
Whoop, whoop.
I hope it's filled with love. Go celebrate. I love you guys dearly, and I'm going to catch you next week.
It's 11-11.
Make a wish.
'Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.